This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is this busy travel week, and if you're flying today, you may see protests by the people who get the food, drink, and ice to the plane. Thousands of airline catering workers are set to picket, march, and stage sit-ins in at least 16 major airports. About 25,000 employees are asking for higher wages and better prices for health care with a new contract under negotiation. Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
The airline catering workers, like Bobby Kirkpatrick, are actually employed by subcontractors, LSG SkyChef and Gate Gourmet. He says the health insurance that he gets through work is just too expensive.
I can't afford the healthcare, but I have to pay it because it's me and my son.
Kirkpatrick is a member of the union Unite Here. He's worked for LSG SkyChef for 38 years at Charlotte Airport in North Carolina. He pays $500 a month towards his health insurance on a wage of $15 an hour. American Airlines is the biggest operator at Charlotte Airport. In a statement, it says it does understand new contracts will mean increased costs for airlines, but also that it can't control negotiations. Catering employees are considered essential to travel, so they can't strike without federal permission. But today's protests are a way to flex their muscles during contract negotiations, says Lisil Orenik at Dominican University, who's studied unions and the airline industry.
It's obviously putting pressure on passengers, on the airlines.
LSG SkyChef and Gate Gourmet say negotiations are ongoing. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.